chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you?
I'm not under anybody's spell. I hope you're not either. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back, everybody, and happy Friday. We've been just chatting a wee bit about some of the craziness that's coming out of Donald Trump's mouth. Again, this isn't bad campaigning. It's about his bad brain. Unprepared, uninterested, incapable of mastering any level of detail or staying on message. Digressive in the extreme. Cruel. I could go on. And just otherwise full of nonsense, basically. And let's keep in mind, the first time through with Donald Trump, he was still picking from the GOP A-team. You know what I'm saying? Like, people were willing to come work in his administration. No one that gives a whit about their actual reputation would agree to work for this guy again. So what you're talking about are people that aren't experts, not the top of their field, not the creme de la creme of brilliant conservative thinking. What you're talking about is Donald Trump picking 4,000 people in his administration that are sycophant, you know, will go whichever way the Trump wind blows, people like J.D. Vance and Stephen Miller. You know, that's the scary part. And at the helm of this crazy circus will be this guy. I mean, it's just frightening. And it's so, so disrespectful. Yesterday, and I don't know why the media isn't all over what he said about people that win the Congressional Medal of Honor. Again, it's the highest honor that can be bestowed by the American government. And he just crapped all over it.
But she's and a donor.
Yeah. Gave the Medal of Freedom to someone just because they can write big checks. Right, are wealthy and rich, big checks, and said, you know, that the Medal of Honor doesn't matter because it's given to people who have been wounded or killed in combat. Let's take a listen again. It's critical because it is so disrespectful. One more time for the record.
We gave Miriam the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the highest award you can get as a civilian. It's the equivalent of the Congressional Medal of Honor, but civilian version. It's actually much better because everyone gets the Congressional Medal of Honor. That's soldiers. They're either in very bad shape because they've been hit so many times by bullets, or they're dead. She gets it, and she's a healthy, beautiful woman. It's right. And they're rated equal.
I just said out loud that it's better to be a rich billionaire's widow that can write big campaign checks than someone who served in our military and was wounded or killed in battle. That's what the man running for president just said. If you're a conservative and that's a defensible viewpoint, I'd like to hear from you. How do you defend that? It's disgusting. And it's also nuts. I'm going to save the, we found a little montage of Donald Trump talking about Hannibal Lecter. We're going to save that for after top of the hour because it's so, so good. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Yeah.
Very important historical figure.
Very important historical figure, that Hannibal Lecter. We're going to save that for after top of the hour. But I wanted to take a couple of your texts, Carol from Madison, pointing out how lame Trump and Vance are based on their allies, including people like Hulk Hogan ripping his shirt open, Kid Rock, Dana White, and the like.
If you think Sherry Hulk, from by the way, Hulk Hogan has his own vape. I was in the smoke shop the other day, God. And they had like the yellow, all yellow with red lightning, Hulkamaniac 8,000 puffs vape. So it's not, let's just say his endorsement is not much beyond, oh, they paid me.
Yeah. We got that. Sherry from Horicon saying, yeah, that's the MAGA problem. The bad brains. Matt from Richland Center. Hey, if the guy has to utter the phrase, I am a stable genius, you are definitely not a stable genius. Wes from Middleton pointing out that Trump really needs to apply some fresh fixident to those dentures. Couldn't agree with it. Does sound like his fake teeth are shifting around. Little mush mouth there from Donald Trump. And a texter from 414 saying former President Fruit Loops is now the squirrel used to distract attention from Project 2025. Yeah, he's trying to distance himself from that, but there is no daylight. That's what he wants, an administration full of sycophants and loyalists who will do whatever the emperor with no clothes, the bad brain Trump has to say. We'll also talk a little bit about his statements yesterday about his attacks, his personal attacks on Kamala Harris, because, again, if it wasn't offensive enough for him to basically denigrate Medal of Honor recipients, the highest award that the American government can bestow on a person, if that's not bad enough, you know, let's just double down on a bunch of racism. And yeah, that's the GOP candidate for president. We'll listen to some of that sound coming yesterday from Bedminster, as well as a most excellent, if I can echo some of the president's superlatives, a most excellent montage of the weird stuff that Donald Trump has to say about Hannibal Lecter. Some of you have had theories about what that all is about. I want to know after we come back from break, what the heck do you think the Hannibal Lecter nonsense is about? Maybe Donald Trump doesn't understand what it means to request asylum when you immigrate. I don't know. We'll talk all about it. I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. Keep it locked. Then I'm going to tell you about Kamala Harris's major policy announcements coming today. Big economic policy announcements all after the top of the hour. News, weather, and sports is up next. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
I just walked away. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball.
You know what I'd do if there was a shark or you get electrocuted? I'll take electrocution every single time.
It's our time.